With a lifelong passion for the environment and serious concerns about the lack of direction in dealing with the climate crisis, Julie Stewart decided to run for York Simcoe MPP with the Green Party. A teacher who prides herself on teaching her students the importance of environmental stewardship, she was disappointed to see there was no Green Party candidate for York Simcoe during the federal election in 2021. "I couldn't vote Green and thought it really sucked, so, for the provincial election, I decided to put my name down," she said. "I've always supported the Green Party, primarily because of their environmental policies, and I wanted that to be strongly reflected in our area for voters." Growing up in the area, Stewart has spent much of her life around the York Simcoe riding and says that has helped shape her values in looking out for the everyday person. "I care about what happens in my community," she said. "I want to see positive growth and changes in my community." The biggest pillar of the Green Party platform, and the main reason Stewart got involved in politics, is the need to address the climate crisis through different initiatives. The Greens are suggesting bringing back the electric vehicle subsidy that was cancelled by the Ford government, she explained. They want to give a $10,000 subsidy for the purchase of a new electric vehicle, and $1,000 off a used one or an electric bike. "I really like that because transportation is a major source of greenhouse gas." As the Ford government pushes forward with the Bradford Bypass, the 16.2 kilometers route would be built between Highway 400 near Bradford and the 404 near Queensville. The Green Party has come out strongly against it, and if elected, would look to cancel the project. "We cannot continue to sprawl and build on our most important land," said Stewart. "I don't like the idea that we're going through the Greenbelt with the Bradford Bypass, and the Green Party wants to double the size of the Greenbelt. International targets are wanting 30% of land and water protected by 2030, and, doubling the Greenbelt, is a good step towards that." Stewart is also concerned with the likelihood of development popping up around the Bradford Bypass if the project does come to fruition. "Development around will balloon," she said. "I've heard people say that won't happen because it's protected, but then none of this should have happened if it's protected." Ford plowed forward with this under the guise of COVID. He wrapped it up in COVID relief when really it has nothing to do with COVID. "One of the biggest problems is misinformation. The Conservative Party hasn't produced any studies backing up how much time the Bradford Bypass will save commuters. People hear it and they take the information and run with it. We need a more complete picture with this." As a teacher, along with the environmental aspects of the Green Party platform, Stewart is drawn to the way the party wants to tackle education issues. "I like that they will increase funding in our education system," she said. "I've seen cuts and threats for cuts, and now that we're coming out of the pandemic, I'm seeing lots of students with gaps in their learning. Students are behind. Online learning was a good option for the situation we were in, but it's not ideal for all students. Having cuts to special education, especially now, is a big mistake because there are so many students, especially now, that need extra help." Stewart sees environment and education as the pillars to shape the future of Canada and believes that's why the Green Party is most well equipped to lead the province. "The Green Party is looking forward decades into the future, rather than at what's going to win me votes now," she said. "The plan is more focused on helping everybody while making smart and responsible plans." A relatively newer party, having been founded in 1983, Stewart credits leader Mike Schreiner for the growing support of the party over the last decade plus. "The response I've got, running as a Green candidate, has been amazing and I feel really good standing up for what I believe in. Something that's really exciting is that OSSTF, Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, backed the Green Party," she said. "Mike has been doing a fantastic job. He's been killing it and the Green Party just has a really good message. He's been the face of the movement and having someone that's genuine has made the party more popular and I'm really pleased with the direction of it."